Welcome to video number 6, which is LSI keyword research. What are LSI keywords? Basically, think of it this way. You've got two readers of your website. You've got readers that will actually read your content, like real, actual human readers, which the end result for them is to fill out the form. Google and other search engines will actually read your content, and they'll try to figure out what your content is about. And that's what relates to LSI keywords. Is Google will come to your site, look at your site, and it says, okay, is your site really about roofing? Let's take a look at this. So what Google does is it has this huge database of keywords, and it takes a look at your list of keywords that you're using, and it kind of measures it and sees whether or not your site is about what it says it does. If that's the case, the end result is better search engine optimization, which means better search engine ranking, which means better search engine traffic and more traffic. So how do you get access to these LSI keywords, which you can actually use to create your content, your video content, and so forth? So basically, the way you get it is by using the Google keyword tool. So you can expand upon your general keyword, which in this case could be roofing Jacksonville, Florida, and particularly the keyword itself. We can expand on roofing, and we can LSI keywords could be something like roof leaks or metal roofing, certain types of roofing, and certain types of tools for roofing: asphalt, architectural shingles, single shingles, and things like that. So this will basically expand on your general keyword. So let's apply what you've learned and use it to get more keywords that we can use for our content and creating our videos. Now, one of the best tools that you can use to get your LSI keywords is simply the Google keyword tool that we use in the previous video. So just go back to the Google keyword tool. There is a site called lsikeywords.com, but what I found is that that site tends to be down a lot. So it's not necessarily the best reliable site. So I like to use Google's keyword tool because, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they know who and what is being searched, so they have a better idea. So instead of typing roofing Jacksonville, Florida, I'm just going to type in roofing. Do a search and see what we get. So we've got roofing, roofing materials, roofing repair, roofing company, roof shingles, roof companies, roof singles. So these would be good keywords that you can actually use within your content itself. Now, if you are, let's say, for example, metal roofing, then you want to get as specific as possible in relation to metal roofing. So let's say, for example, you do a content or article piece on metal roofing. Then you want to be as specific as possible and type in the keyword metal roofing. Now, as you can see here, it says metal roof panels, Fabril metal roofing, corrugated metal roofing colors, and so forth and so forth. Now, Google doesn't necessarily like when your site is stuffed with the same keyword. In fact, I believe that they've been making changes to their search engine itself so that if you do a lot of keyword stuffing, it can actually negatively impact your ranking. So you want to be as natural as possible. So what I would do is I would remove the keyword metal roofing, and I would say something like installation, price, materials, prices, panels, systems, contractor supplies, galvanized, rusted, leaking, stuff that deals with metal roofing. And if you want to go more specifics, you could even say something like roof maintenance. And do a search on that. And if we do, let's say, an article on roof maintenance, we can get a list of LSI keywords here. Roof leaks. You could do an article on roof leaks and target those specific people. And you can see roof leak repair, repair, flat, roof leaks, fix. So you're basically taking parts of the word. Fix, how to repair a roof leak. So that might be one of your article pieces. So I hope you, from this, you've gotten an idea of the LSI keywords that you can use in your articles, in your short pieces of content, as well as in your videos themselves.